This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, Republican from the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. He's also the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee, and he's a member of the House Ways and Means Committee. The economy is a major issue in his state of Texas, as it is around the country. And today, the congressman took part in a Texas jobs rally in Houston, one of several being held around the state. And he joins us now to talk about what he's hearing from his constituents in the Houston area. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
This is one of those rare bipartisan events, especially during an election year. You had folks from pretty much all different constituencies all rallying for the same thing, the chance for more jobs in the greater Houston area. Talk a little bit about the message that you heard and that you gave at this rally.
You know, it was about 4,000 energy workers in the Houston region, plus two more at sites in the two more sites in Port Arthur and Corpus Christi. And basically, these are energy workers who have done a great job producing oil and natural gas in the Gulf of Mexico through the years. But now their jobs are threatened by the president's drilling moratorium and a host of anti-energy bills that are being pushed through Congress right now. So they came together to put a voice, a united voice, to ask to go back to work on those rigs, and to ask lawmakers to fight for their jobs, because they see, you know, Washington bailing out Wall Street and the auto workers, but the 9 million energy workers around this country that are under attack, there doesn't seem to be much attention paid to them. So I thought it was encouraging that they were out there fighting for their jobs.
Congressman, as I mentioned before, a lot of different political persuasions represented at this rally, but seemingly unified on this issue. And, of course, oil companies are a controversial subject, and they have been throughout this whole BP spill in the Gulf. Did you have some folks who normally are not exactly friends of the oil company saying it's time to get these guys back to work?
We did. We had the chairman of America's Wetland Foundation, Carole Robinson, chairman of the Houston Citizens Chamber of Commerce, African-American leader, business leadership of the Houston region. We had the folks, the co-host of Latina Voices on PBS, moderating today's rally. So, you know, the need to go back to work and the jobs, good-paying jobs that energy creates, you know, stretches across all educational levels, all ethnic variations, but they were united, saying, don't punish American energy workers for BP's mistake. The moratorium isn't justified. Even the leaders of the president's own commission have said there's no reason it should go forward. So they simply want to go back to work. And also, since we've lost tens of thousands of jobs because of the moratorium, they also want to know from the president, what's the plan for getting these jobs back?
Congressman, the explanation given, at least to some extent by the administration, is that they want to make sure what happened with the Deepwater Horizon rig doesn't happen again out there. What else have they told you about why this moratorium needs to be so long if its own commission co-chairs don't think it's necessary?
Yeah, well, that's just it. I think at this point it's become more political than rational. You know, 40,000 wells having been drilled over the years in the Gulf of Mexico and drilled safely, and there's one that made a mistake. But the industry has a track record of being safe and secure and creating affordable energy. And so allowing the moratorium to continue is taking an environmental disaster and of its own making, creating an economic disaster. And I just don't think it's fair to these workers.
What have you heard from the workers about what it's meant for their families and their livelihood?
Well, right now we've got, you know, the small-sized companies get hurt the worst. So we have companies that they're laying off 50% of their workforce already. Others who are down to one rig in the shallow waters and may have 450 jobs at risk if they can't get permits to go forward. And so what I've noticed, Greg, is that depending on the size of a company, depending on how much work they do offshore versus onshore or international work, you know, there seems to be just a rolling and growing number of jobs put at risk. I don't know the exact number today, but you know, the White House has said it will cost an estimated 23,000 American energy workers their jobs. I think the number is going to be much higher than that.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. And Congressman, obviously we've seen the legal effort to try and reverse this moratorium. It was successful, but then another moratorium came right back down. So in terms of what you can tell your constituents, what can you do? What can Congress do potentially, I guess, if the majority wants to go along with it? to do something here before the end of November when this moratorium would supposedly run out?
We're encouraging workers to fight for their jobs, to insist their lawmakers and the president fight for their jobs as well. So we saw a lot of petitions being signed, placards sent to lawmakers. We have people engaged in grassroots efforts with the White House, all to make the case that our jobs matter. And right now, I think a lot of energy workers feel like their jobs are expendable. And with 15 million people out of work and a real serious recession this country's trying to get out of, they just don't understand why lawmakers and the White House isn't listening.
Congressman, obviously with the incumbent party a little bit on the ropes, if the polls and the punditry is accurate here, wouldn't reinstating a few thousand jobs, as many as 20,000 jobs, look pretty good coming up short of an election?
Gosh, given the fact that the country continues to shed jobs now, that we're a year supposedly into the recovery, but our economic growth has dropped by two-thirds. Small businesses are still shedding jobs. Consumer confidence is way down. You would think that Washington would be looking to boost every type of job. So I know I see the president at a manufacturing plant in Ohio with 40 workers. Well, here's tens of thousands of good-paying jobs just waiting to be put back to work. You know, I'm hopeful at some point he'll listen. We've invited him to come down to Texas to meet with his energy workers, his American workers. So far, we've not gotten a response, but we're still hopeful.
Congressman, we've had some less than thrilling economic news lately, especially as it relates to housing. Consumer spending, I guess, was a little bit better than some had expected. Friday, we'll get the job numbers for August. What's your sense of where the economy is right now?
Yeah, I think we're all hoping that it's going to pick up some steam, but right now I think we're getting dangerously close to stalling out. Anything below 2% growth and you basically are flat, if not less, as an economy, and that's where we are right now. We've dropped by two-thirds. Our growth has just since the beginning of the year. I think we're going to see some more poor jobs numbers, and jobs claims are still rolling at a very, very high level. And those who have been unemployed for a very long time is at record levels. So I just keep thinking the president needs to rethink, you know, his economic strategy. Clearly, it's not working. The spending that's being done, just tons of spending, is not creating that confidence. And I think both consumers and small businesses along Main Street see and hear the talk of new tax increases, new energy prices, new union special interest provisions, and all the anti-business rhetoric from Washington. Right now, that doesn't build confidence, just the opposite.
Now, less than a minute left to go with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. And Congressman, if Republicans regain the majority in the House and maybe even the Senate later this year, what are the top bullet points on the GOP agenda if you get to call the shots next year?
Well, clearly the economy, to stop frightening the horses, stop frightening the job creators and those who come back to the marketplace to boost our retail sales will be the first order of business. So you're going to see new tax increases taken off the table. You're going to see us move aggressively on the health care bill. You won't see all the proposed energy taxes and cap and trade at all. You're going to see us focus on how to build the strongest economy in the world, the strongest economy of the century, coupled with a new plan to bring this back to a balanced budget, get our financial house in order, start paying off this debt. We think that's what the priorities are.
Congressman, we'll be following the campaign season and certainly the effort to restore some of these energy production jobs. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
You bet. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District. Top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee, member of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.